Chapter 7. Wanting More. As the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God. Psalm 42, 1, King James Version. As the deer pants for the water brooks, so my soul pants after you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. Psalm 42, 1-2. This was the cry of the heart of David, described as a man after God's own heart. His soul desired God, just as the deer pants for the water. David said that his soul thirsted for the true and living God, and his flesh longed for his Creator in a dry and thirsty land, where no water is found. He wanted to see the power and the glory of the Lord again, as he had seen it in the sanctuary of the Lord in times past. Psalm 63:1-2. I am convinced that David must have lived in a day much like our time, where the spiritual atmosphere and climate in which he lived was lifeless, dry and lacking in substance. However, I am more convinced that David was truly a man that was in desperate pursuit of God. Let's take a look at what David was going through in the two scriptural references above. As the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night, while they continually say to me, Where is your God? Psalm 42:1-3. In Psalm 42:1, David starts out by making a metaphorical analogy of how the deer pants for the water and his soul's thirst for God. The hart, or deer, is one of the fastest ruminants created by God. It is blessed with tremendous speed, enabling it to get away from its predators. It naturally gets thirsty when it's being pursued and trying to get to safety, chasing prey, or when it is hot and dry. We can all imagine how it acts during these situations. It hangs out its tongue, breathes heavily, and gasps for air and water spasmodically, sometimes in a labored manner. Perhaps its heart beats faster, throbbing through its chest in desperation. In using this analogy, David describes an intense desire and desperation for God that is unimaginable today, and quite frankly, would be considered ludicrous by believers in spirit-filled churches if they were polled today. We pant after so much of the world and all of its pleasures and entertainments that there is little wonder that we have no ability left in us to pant after God. In verse 2 of the same psalm, David goes on to declare that he is thirsty for God, but then makes a clean distinction which God he is referring to, the true and living God. He finishes the verse by asking a question, When shall I come and appear before God? He was asking himself a rhetorical question. When will he be able to access the Holy of Holies again? When will his soul be filled again with the awesome and glorious presence of the Spirit of the living God? When did we last ask ourselves this question? Air and water is a representation of the Spirit of the living God. David longed to be filled with the presence of God by his Holy Spirit, so much that he cried out to him in the psalm. It was a desperate cry for God in a dry and barren land. He had been on the run for his life from the hands of Saul, who was trying so hard to kill him. It seems to me that in his running, he had begun missing his quiet times with the Lord. Hence, as he expended energy running from the enemy, he was not being replenished and refueled to continue his journey. I believe we have a similar situation today in the body of Christ. A lot of us believers pursue the things of the world so much that we don't have the time, and indeed have lost the passion and capacity to tap into the presence of a holy God. Our thirst and desire for God and the things of God have been quenched by continuous drinking from the streams and wells of the flesh. If we are to encounter God again, things must turn around. Our priorities must change. We must become desperate again for the lover of our souls. Like David, we must desire more of him. As the presence of the Lord continued to move through the auditorium that morning, no one knew what to do. The cameraman taping the service had just fallen down under the power of the Holy Spirit, which was so strongly present in the room. Eventually, the senior pastor was able to finally pick up the microphone. Speechless for a moment, he began to sing this old song of worship by Keith Green. O Lord, you're beautiful, your face is all I see, for when your eyes are on this child, your grace abounds to me. As he sang, I felt so light on the floor. It was as if my spirit started floating out of my body. Again, it seemed like I was no longer alive physically. But, oh, I felt such overwhelming joy. I wept profusely like a little boy. Eventually, I was later told that some brethren had to carry me out of the sanctuary to a room in close proximity. Many of the large mass choir members who were on stage had begun to fall off the stage, while others were just undone under the power of the Spirit. Men ran to the altar weeping and praying to the Spirit. A move of God was taking place in our midst.